The Classroom of Life. Sometimes the best made plans go completely off track. This has been the testimony of many of us during the onslaught of the coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic. Changing the norms of life and the state of current events in our country and around the world. Relatively speaking, everything was going smoothly as we went about our normal routine of daily living. We were going here and there, doing what we needed to do, planning what we were going to do next. That is how it was with the disciples when Jesus gave the direction, "Let us go over to the other side." He got into the boat, and they got into the boat with him to cross the Sea of Galilee. Apparently, the weather was good, and no storms were in the forecast. But suddenly and completely unexpectedly, a great storm came on the sea. The wind howling and the waves filling and threatening to capsize the boat. The disciples find themselves in a life-threatening crisis. But Jesus was on the boat. He was asleep, yes, but nevertheless, he was on the boat. He had said, "Let us go over to the other side," and he meant exactly what he said, come high winds or high water. To the natural eye and to the unbelieving heart, his sleeping is seemingly indicative of him being powerless and unaware, withdrawn and disengaged. In a panic, the disciples cry out, "Master, Master, we are perishing. Lord, save us." He responded to their cry with a question, and Jesus asked the same of us today, "Why are you so fearful? Where is your faith?" The storm is a metaphor for the perils of life. It represents that which is unpleasant and uncontrollable. It takes us to an undesirable place, stretching our strength, our character, our limits, and our faith. As unwelcomed as storms may be, they serve a God-ordained purpose. The disciples had been following and listening intently to Jesus. Now they had to learn by experience in the classroom of life. It reminds me of school, where there were class lectures, but then we had to do lab work. In the storm, the disciples were still learning, and there are more lessons for us as well. Jesus was with the disciples in the boat on a stormy sea the entire time, and he is with us too. Therefore, let us take comfort in knowing that he who said, "Let us go over to the other side," will see to it, in spite of all difficulties, that we have a successful voyage regardless of what storms may arise. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. Luke chapter 8, verse 24. This is Velma Jean Sanders, The Classroom of Life, first published in the Omaha Star, May 1st, 2020.